make a stab at getting together a group of things that aren't going to all immediately eat each other, and then start looking for a way to get them out of the building.
Awesome. All right. How are you getting around? Are you just like walking around? Are you being stealthy? Are you sending out something to scout for you?
I think Glenn is going to just be sneaky. Oh, wait, we learned magic.
You sure did.
And not like druidic magic, which barely qualifies as magic to Glenn, but he learned time sense, which helps him with his sense of time and gives him a plus one when he needs something with a precise timing. So he's going to sneak around, and he's very happy to have used that ability. you know? It's like, wait, they taught me a magic thing for this. So, yeah. But yeah, they're going to be stealthy about it.
Okay. I mean, I guess take plus one for time sense, right?
Yeah, I just find it amusing, so I want to use the arcane ability, because that's new and weird.
Yeah. I think that's cool, yes.
All right, I'll make a stealth.
Oh, you also know exactly how long it's going to be to sunrise.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. And how many days until the next solstice? That's wild, right?
Like, for an arcane spell, it felt super druidy. Like,
yeah.
I can see Glenn coming across that being like, shit, yeah. No, I want to learn this magic. None of that having to look at the fucking stars. all right. Yes!
All right. So, I mean, the good news is that you have no problem. You know, you cross the hall, you open the door, this office has a window.
Mm-hmm.
So you just go open the window and you start dumping out the bugs from your jar when someone clears their throat.
Oh, I look over. Who is it?
It is Korede Alawa. She has returned at the least opportune time to see you dumping her bugs out of a window.
All right. Oh, hey, I just need to use the window for a minute.
Yes. Was there... I don't even know how you ask a question as to why this has occurred. Was there something wrong with the insects that I had procured?
Oh, they asked to go out. They wanted to go outside.
Yes. Of course they did. I don't even know. I don't even know how someone responds when, like, you empty their bugs out, right? Like, that's...
It's just the sheer bald-faced audacity, I think, that's flooring her.
And, like, I feel it's very obvious Glenn just sincerely believes, no, they want to be outside, so I'm helping them be outside.
Yeah, I'm imagining Glenn, like, now reaching down, like, making eye contact, and reaching down for another jar.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, so... Glenn doesn't feel guilty over this, right? The concept of I should be guilty over this doesn't really enter their mind.
Right. Okay. So, do you remember how I just asked y'all to find the weird insects that were plaguing the school?
Oh yeah, I didn't. Did I take any of the weird insects?
No, you didn't.
Okay. Yeah. No, I.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, in the process of determining why all these giant and otherwise imbued insects have decided to invade our school, I needed additional specimens. So this is like, and you can see her like trying to figure out exactly how to explain it to you. This is not unlike what are the insects that that use aphids?
Oh, ants. Yeah, like they ranch aphids. Certain, mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is like how herder ants mm-hmm. will corral aphids and protect them, and also milk them for honeydew.
Oh.
So while these insects that you've released, yes, do want to be outside, we need them in order to discover what's really going on, and in order to do that, they need to not be outside.
Oh. Did you need help making them happy?
That was not something I had considered.
Because most of them wanted to go. I mean, all of them wanted to go. I didn't take the ones who didn't want to go. But these ones said they wanted out. Well, not said, but you don't understand what I mean, right? But like, if they had some of their favorite foods, they might have been more happy there.
Oh, well then, would you like to show me how to make the insects happy so that they want to stay?
I think this is how Glenn gets extra credit. Yeah, sure.
Excellent. Yes. Jonas, where are you as Glenn is getting recruited?
I think
So Zach posted in chat, while this conversation is taking place, the rest of the crew is theatrically tiptoeing behind her.
Literally just stopped dead in our tracks right behind her.
Yeah, and she turns to go, oh, well then I will just come with me to my office and you can show me right now.
Okay.
Glenn, do you stop her from turning around and running into Jonas and
do I Firebird? See them there? Okay, well, do I see them there? I'm aware that they're doing
yes.
Okay, yeah, that's probably the
yeah,
best
we're just
in
a full Scooby-Doo race, right? Like, you can see them.
Oh my god.
Okay, yeah, no. So Glenn is going to ask a sincere question about, like, you know, well, do you have any Gantham gum or something like that to keep her talking for a little bit while they're moving behind him?
Anything that I do not have immediately in my possession is easy enough to acquire, she says with kind of a wave of her hands. Jonas and or Firebird, you will need to react quickly or stealthily or tumbly or some manner to avoid detection. Glenn has bought you a few moments.
I can make a roll here. Yes, I will use stealth to get past without being noticed.
All right.
I like that idea.
Oh man, I have no idea what stealth checks are, should be. How Zach, what should a check be?
Hold on. Let me find out.
I am consistently amused that, like, despite Glenn actually being numerically good at stealth, they have managed to buff, like, completely buff every role. Like, I should know what I'm doing with this, but I just don't care.
Been kind of my thing, I find, with a lot of the,
Yeah. Well, like, I'm doing fine on, like, nature, survival, and stuff like that. Like, the stuff you're supposed to be really good at. But it's like, stealth, like, pretty good. Not really.
Yeah, when 50% of dice ranges, are bad...
Yeah.
And there's no way to, like, decrease that. It becomes more difficult.
Yeah, there's no there's no mitigation. So, you like, at a certain point, you might as well just be flipping a coin for everything.
Right. I mean, and that is a D20 kind of thing.
It sure is, yes.
Sometimes. There are some ways to fiddle with the ranges a little bit, but...
It looks like we're probably aiming for like a 16 at level 2 as a baseline for success.
So it's not a critical fail.
Yeah. Yeah. So is there some sort of narrative currency that we want to expend to succeed? Or is it funnier if we fail?
There is a hero point you can spend to reroll. You should still have one. No, none of us have used them yet, so they're all just there waiting for us. Alternatively, I think it would be very funny if Firebird had already been caught in this situation once and, like, an arrangement was made somehow. Like, you've got a backroom deal with this teacher that, like...
Fuck, they had an inside man the whole time.
Yeah, right? Yes.
Adam... All right, do you just clear your throat and point at Jonas?
Who's going to narc on him right now?
Well, yeah, like, is Jonas halfway out the door with the crickets? And you just play like, so teacher.
Sorry, they caught me. I couldn't do it. They were going to expel me.
Had no choice. They arrived before man. You did.
I would like to point out the other options. You do have, like, fire powers. You could just smoke bomb. right?
Just smoke bomb.
Just make eye contact with her and then smoke bomb.
It would be entirely in line with this teacher to have also put like a geas on you or like a magical enchantment to like narc on your fellow students if that's what you want. Also smoke bomb or like, you know, Firebird does seem to like the type of person to cast a fireball spell when trying to sneak into a china shop.
It's your call, man. Any of these sound like excellent options to me, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, or trying to see what prestidigitation could conjure up, but that's...
Prestidigitation could get you a simple light effect, potentially. Just like a quick flash of light.
Just an arrow pointing towards Jonas.
Wow. Just like this cartoon Looney Tunes arrow.
No, I was just thinking you could just like drop a bag over her head so we could run.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you just flourish and a bag pops out.
You're going to Skyrim her. Okay.
Yes.
It says lift a slowly lift an unattended object of light bulk or less 1 foot off the ground.
What's that now?
But you could also make a temporary object of negligible bulk.
Yeah.
The object looks crude and artificial and extremely fragile.
So it's literally just like a thin cloth sack.
Yeah, that will disappear as soon as somebody like tries to take it off.
Yeah,
but...
I mean,
disorient her briefly.
Yeah. I'm totally cool with that. If that's what you want to play. If that's all you want to.
Yeah, I think that sounds a little more interesting than just being a straight up narc.
I appreciate you not betraying the crew.
All right. Yeah. So I don't know how you cast your spell. Somatic and verbal, so it's got a verbal component.
Look that way.
It's coming right for you. Yeah. So you cast the spell. It says you must speak them in a strong voice, so it's hard to conceal that you're casting a spell. You can pick a word to shout or whatever you like, and then you can beat feet.
Yeah, what's your command word here?
Jeez, I don't even know what I would have went with.
How about obstruct? That's a good word.
Yeah, I don't know if spells have different verbalizations or if it's just like one... for any use of the spell.
It's whatever trappings you want to use here, I feel like, because if they wanted a specific magic thing, I feel that's on them to provide, otherwise, you know.
Yeah, like,
it's just the intent, but you have to say something. I mean, you don't have to come up with it now if you don't
want. I was like, what's Latin for the word create?
Oh, let's break that out.
Creo.
Sure.
Creatus. From past participle creare. All right, done. You create a magical burlap sack.
Yeah, basically.
A cheap imitation of magical burlap sack. Do you turn and run at that point?
Yeah.
I'm running, yeah. Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah. Are you going to do it and not run? Because that seems somehow worse. Like, that's like, that's just insulting at that point, right?
Trying to calmly walk away.
All right, the last thing that you two hear as you run off is, not again. All right, Glenn, what are you doing now?
Well, I wait for the interruption to be over with, and I resume my lecture.
All right. So Glenn, you have you spend some time lecturing after the interruption is over. She is attentive and pays attention to all of your suggestions, and starts to go about implementing them, while she starts warding her room.
Okay.
A costly lesson indeed.
Yeah. And then afterwards, she walks you out, closing the door behind her and locking it, muttering under her breath about how, this was a pain in the ass, but it's certainly better than having to file paperwork about any of the things that just happened.
Wow.
All right. Well, so now, Jonas, I have a question for you. Are you going to try to pass off regular crickets to Chizire?
Wait, did I not get the magic crickets?
Did we get any crickets?
Oh, that's a good point.
Did you grab the box and run?
No, I wouldn't just grab the box and run. That's an awful idea. I would. So, I thought the implication was we had gotten crickets into the box, and we're on our way out when that happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Let's do that. So you didn't take the whole box. Oh, did you lockpick the lock?
Yes, that was the implication there, is that we would have lockpicked the lock.
Yeah, that's something.
Okay. Unless, you know, we can make a thievery check to see if that actually happened, though. Like, that's.
Yeah, let's go ahead and roll a lockpick, see what happened. Or a thievery, yeah. Excuse me.
Do that.
That's a good roll.
Hey!
Mod 20.
There we go.
We're allowed those?
Our ancestors are smiling. Yeah, all right. So, yeah, you get a handful of crickets. You return them to Chizire. Later, both Thorka and Glenn return with extra credit. And Chizire spends, 20, 30 minutes distilling crickets and creating an infused short beer, effectively. And wow, it's got a smell to it.
Whew, that is pungent.
Yeah, like there is definitely a rotten egg sulfur aroma. That should have burned off already, right? Like, that's part of the fermentation process. It shouldn't still be here. But Chizire sniffs it and says, yes, this is, this should be good.
Are we going to be able to see after drinking this?
I mean, strictly speaking.
You'll be able to see time.
It's relatively low in volume of alcohol. I think I said short beer. It's a small beer, right? So, but it has been, it shouldn't kill you. It has been brewed for long enough to kill off any living insects in it.
Literally the bare minimum of anything. I'm gonna
yeah. So the bugs I'm drinking in it will be dead. Got it.
Yes.
We've come this far.
Have we, though? Have we really come this far? I feel like we can bail at any time.
You can bail at any time. I went to all the trouble. This is my goddamn reward.
So, the good news... let's go with the bad news. So, the bad news is that it is... it's fizzy in a way that it shouldn't be. Right, like... it's fizzy in the way that you're like, like it's still actively fermenting, right? Like,
yeah.
In your stomach.
Yeah. It is sickening in quite the literal sense. You gain the sickened one effect. It is not a success from a flavor perspective.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
But... you do feel like your legs have surged with strength.
He did say it was hoppy. Oh my god.
You're fairly certain that, yeah, you could give it a jump. And, yeah, you've been imbued with the jump ability, so you could jump 30 feet any direction.
Just...
including straight up.
So essentially this is a potion of jump.
Yeah, it's a potion of leaping.
Uh-huh.
With the side effect of making you sick.
Yeah, got that. Ugh.
Does that mean you could safely fall from 30 feet?
No.
Okay.
But horizontal leap of 30 feet is still nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah. If you leap straight up 30 feet, you fall as your next action.
Okay.
Which is an impressive thing to include in the rules for anything, but yeah.
But also kind of a jerk move in that regard.
Yeah.
Feels like if you have the magical strength to leap 30 feet, you should be able to make that landing, but, you know. I ain't writing the rules, so.
No, then you just jump 30 feet down. Go in any direction, it said.
Well, I mean, so purely from a, like, like conservation of energy standpoint, right? If you have the ability to produce the force necessary to go up, you should be able to use that force to catch yourself coming down, right?
Ostensibly.
I don't know. I didn't drink the gross cricket kombucha. That's on you. But, like...
It is. I am, man.
Trying to get you some kind of benefit for... No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it was a gamble.
I mean, on the plus side, you do have access to the sickening potion of leaping. And whenever you like.
It will come in handy at some point, I'm sure. It better come in handy at some point.
And also, everybody gets 30 XP.
Hooray!
And you get reputation with Desire, which is apparently a thing I needed to have been trying.
And negative reputation with the teacher that we just screwed over. And also, yeah.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
It's true. I don't know how that works, but sure. I mean, I did her a favor, too.
I know, like, you weren't involved in it either.
Also, well, we did spend, like, the afternoon together, so she probably hates me for different reasons now.
Yeah, but you learned something, so you still get plus one. Yes, there you go. Yeah, so, Thorka, you get plus one in your next study check for the learning something, learning how to milk bugs. Glenn, you get a plus one for your extra credit of teaching the teacher. Chizire loves you all for helping him out, even though he made something revolting, which, you know, might be an upside for him. Ulawa is grumpy with Thorka because they had to learn. They now have to get, you know, mango juice out of their bugs. Their bugs are now covered in mango juice.
Wait, did the bugs get addicted to mango juice?
Oh, yes. There you go. And Ulawa is grumpy with Glenn because Glenn made her learn something.
How dare you teach me?
There you go. Yeah, I like it. There we go. Okay. Yeah, so that was the side mission in and out 15 minutes. That took an entire session. Thanks for playing, everybody.
It was perfect. It was everything we could have ever wanted.
Yep, that is us all over right there.
Yeah. There you go. This is that D&D podcast. Yeah. The last 90 minutes or so has been emblematic of the last 8 years. And we will catch you all in the future. Go out there and do some good for somebody.
Cool. Take care, everybody.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
That D&D podcast is released under a Creative Commons 4.0 attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. Feel free to share with friends, but don't cut anything out and don't sell our work. Please visit us at thatdndpodcast.com or on Twitch or YouTube at thatdndpodcast. Intro music is Umoja by Alexander Nakarada, which is available from freestockmusic.com. Nakarada's music can also be found on serpentsoundstudios.com. Outro music is Horizons by Etch, which can be found on SoundCloud or at ATCH Music on Instagram. The Kindled Magic book was written by Eleanor Farron and Alexandria Bustian and is a part of the Strength of Thousands Pathfinder Path. The Pathfinder role-playing game is owned and published by Paizo Publishing. All other copyrighted content is owned by its associate copyright holder.